stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we got lots of public comments. Can I have my public comment sheet here? Thank you. All right, Gary Mitchell, you're number one on the list.
I don't really have any, I just came to the meeting, I thought we had to sign in regardless.
Oh, no, that's all, well, you don't really have to sign in at all, but when you do public comments, we kind of like people to sign in, so you can just have a worker.
If there's an opportunity for questions and things about downtown, will we have the opportunity to ask questions or speak later if we?
Yeah, it's not really on the agenda to discuss it, I think Vicky's going to discuss a little bit about it, right?
Okay.
You can read the letter.
I'm good then, I got nothing.
Okay. Al, do you want to say something?
No, I thought you had to sign in.
Okay. Well, thanks for signing in, guys.
Been a while since I've been to a meeting, so.
Rule breakers.
Well, hey, okay. Vicky, well, I guess you're up.
Hello. Hi. My name's Vicky Montgomery, lived in Tolono for 22 years, and I just retired like 3 weeks ago from managing Busey Bank here in Tolono. I had a letter that I read to the Zoning and Planning Commission special session about ways to improve downtown Tolono, and I'd like to share this letter with the village board. It's from Mark Roberts in Red Hook, New York. To whom it may concern, I'm a former resident of Tolono, having resided at 713 North Vorsey from the years 1961 to 1975 until my family moved 5 miles north to Urbana. While attending Unity Junior High School, I was a student of Mary Ellen Page, a teacher employed at the district from 1970 until her retirement in 1992. In addition to teaching English, she sponsored the drama club and directed 3 full productions a year, including a spring musical, each performed on the small stage inside the gymnasium. In my 7th and 8th grade years, I participated in all 6 productions, from acting to set building. Her guidance and influence in that time was life-changing for me. My home situation offered little encouragement, and Mrs. Page more than picked up the slack. She gave me a confidence in myself and my abilities that has lasted me throughout a 40-year career in the entertainment industry. Everything I have is because of her. She was a teacher in the truest sense of the word, and I would like to pay tribute to her in the form of a small gathering park and performance space built on the parking lot, located in the center of Main Street. If the village will allow me access to the property, I will participate in the design and execution of a welcoming, creative space to be used for outdoor music and theater events, homecoming parades, and holiday markets. A family-friendly town square that would help breathe life into the downtown area, hopefully creating enough enthusiasm and local foot traffic to attract outside developers to the vacant properties existing on either side. I will guarantee $100,000 of my own money. I work with Vicky Montgomery, Gary Mitchell, Al Burwell, Kathy Harden, and the Page family to acquire whatever outside donations might be needed for the project's completion. We would collaborate with the city at every phase, from design, execution, and curation, which if done properly, could generate real revenue for the township. Step one would be granting access to the land and creating an agreeable timeline to move forward. Thank you for your time. I look forward to your thoughts. Sincerely, Mark Roberts.
Good job, Vicky.
I don't think we've sent a letter out, that letter out to you guys. Can you make sure Brandy has a copy of that?
Yes.
And we'll get it sent out to all the Board of Trustees and stuff.
Okay.
So I think currently, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Kathy Harden, and I'm
in, like, way in support of this idea. I grew up in Tolono, and I own 104 East Main on Tolono. And I just want to say real quick that I thought that masks were required to be at this meeting. So I'm uncomfortable. I know I'm here of my own volition, but I'm uncomfortable being here without masks on.
Okay.
People without masks on. Is there a reason why people aren't wearing masks?
It's cool. One, because I'm talking and I'm up here, is the reason why I'm not wearing one.
No,
it
but
works
I think.
Better with the microphone. I apologize for talking about that. Do you have something to add to the project, Ms. Harvey?
No, other than I've been in communication with Mark, and I'm very much in favor of the park, and I just am here to be a set of ears. I may not stay because the lack of masks is definitely not working for me.
I've talked to Mark several times, back and forth several times. I talked to him last week, I think it was. For a long time. He's got some good ideas, and I think he's going to get us some semblance of a plan, what his plan is to us, and then we can go from kind of start talking about it from there. Questions about the board? Do you guys have questions about this project at all?
Sounds good. I drove by there today thinking.
It'd be nice to have something there.
Mm-hmm. Other than building it up, making a little parking lot, I don't know if we do it, so.
Where do we go from here?
Well, we're waiting kind of on the mock-up of the plans, which I think he already has. He's
okay.
Kind of got an idea. And I think there's a lot of kind of back talk a little bit. I think there's going to be an LLC formed, and he's going to form that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think the property, it depends. The board has to decide this too. The property will probably stay in the board's, or the village's, it'll be the village's. And then you guys form your LLC when the plans are okay and everything, the board kind of okays everything too, then you can build it. And then if it stays in, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but if it stays in the village's name, our insurance covers it in case there's an accident or something along those lines on there after the project's done. And it protects Mr. Roberts as well as the people that are giving the money. But, so there's still some talk over that kind of stuff, but I think that's kind of where it's at right now. And so we're just kind of waiting on you guys a little bit.
Who's creating the plans you're waiting on?
Mark, the one that's designing it. Then the letter that was just read, that was the letter that
Yeah,
you
no, I was at
for,
the planning zoning one meeting.
Yeah.
Wasn't there plans already drawn up?
That
was your plan,
that was,
right?
No, those were
just
sketches.
Ideas.
Al made
yeah.
Al
oh, okay.
All
right.
Yeah, drew okay. those up. Those were just sketches off the top of our head.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah.
So once that plan gets to you guys, then Rob, you guys can put it up
yeah.
for a vote. Or,
oh, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's gonna be a lot more back and forth
yeah,
kind of talking
right.
and kind of just little details we need to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I mean, I think. I'm kind of looking at the board members. I think everybody's in favor of something downtown.
Good.
And I like the ideas of building something and getting people to, getting the foot traffic down there. And then from the foot traffic, we can actually maybe start fixing some stuff and
mm-hmm.
and getting it to look nice again down there. I think.
You do.
So.
And this whole idea came from a way to honor a teacher that was at Unit 7 for decades.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion on that? Well, thank you very much for having, keep talking to us guys and keep the communication going. And Vic, you remember we have that treasurer's position open on the board. Just putting it out there in case you get tired of being retired. It's only week three.
Yeah, I'm still on two and a half week vacation, it feels like.
So it's still there in case you still want it.
He may or may not have been asked about that during the meeting already today.
So, all right, well, thank you.
Okay,
anybody
thank
else
you.
Any other public comments? Well, we got the floor open. Okay.
No, other than thank you to everybody that is wearing a mask.
All right, so.
I feel disrespected.
Engineers, do you want to, well, I'm not really engineering reports right now, but we do
why don't you introduce them?
Well, Scott, everybody know Scott?
No.
Okay, come on up, Scott.
You're new.
He's new.
I am new.
He is new. You can stand right there because their microphone is right there. Unless you want to come all the way.
Oh, that's okay.
You can have my chair if you want.
I'll sit right here by Ryan.
So, Scott came to us. You've been here, what, 2 weeks now?
This is my second week, yes.
A little bit trial by fire.
Right.
Oh, boy.
So, tell us what's going on the last 2 weeks. How you fixed all the village's problems.
Yeah, just getting equipment put back together and running, and a couple leaks here and there we've gotten done. Just
you got the back truck fixed.
Yep, got the back truck fixed and running. I actually had it out using it today. So, just plan on keep rolling and getting some stuff done.
And we're going to have an outside plumber come in and fix a leak, and you guys canceled that and fixed it yourself today.
That is correct.
One of the workers got a little wet, but...
Yeah.
He'll dry.
Clothes clean and dry and everything else, so...
Yeah.
Yep.
So, kind of happy the way things are going. Tell us about our dump.
Well, unfortunately, we had a mishap yesterday. Guy was putting brush in the fire, and don't know if something happened hydraulically. Sounds like what happened. Rolling towards the fire, put it in reverse, and it just kept rolling forward, and down into the fire pit it went. Mm. Luckily, he got out. Nobody was hurt. Equipment can be replaced. It's hard to replace a guy. Just a phone call you never want to have to make. So, but other than the equipment being hurt, everybody was okay.
Was it just the tractor? Did the air burner get
affected? The air burner was okay. It was just the tractor.
This thing about it, it has like a 30-foot boom on it, so the air part of itself is that far away.
Okay. I guess we should just clarify that we use our dump area for all the brush pickup that we pick up from the village, and that's where we take it to dispose of it, as we decided as a village to do, and that's why we purchased the air burner. So a lot of people were talking about why we were burning and it's not allowed in the village. Well, that's the reason why, is because we pick it all up to do it out there.
The goal of the dump, and this is something Terrence and I have had plans for a long, long time, and we've talked over and over and over about it, is to not burn there hardly at all. Once we get finally caught up, because it is a hot mess out there, it is ridiculous how bad it was, and now we actually have a ton of open areas out there. Once we get it all caught up, we're going to try to spend the entire winter getting it cleaned completely up. And the goal is to have a somewhat kind of recycling center out there, where we can, like our leaves this year, we had 2 years with the leaves out there. We kind of keep them on the, not in the fenced in area, but off as you go a little further past the dump. People were coming and getting our leaves. They turned into a really nice mulch, and people were coming and collecting them. We had a farmer take all of them, all that was left, so it got rid of that big pile. But the goal is to take our leaves and spread them out there and start turning them every, you know, once a month or whatever, and leave it open for people to come get. So all the leaves we pick up from town, have a nice little recycling area out there. Be able to have an area where people can pick up firewood if they want firewood, or you wood to burn in your house, you know, and along those lines. Get it towards organized to where the village isn't having to burn all that stuff. Maybe hopefully we'd have to put cameras and stuff because people misuse things. Have a drop off to where if you're doing yard work and you don't want to wait for the village, because we only pick up twice a month. And if there's a lot of stuff out there, if there's been a storm, it might take the village a week or so to get everything picked up, just depending on how much stuff is there. So our goal is to maybe have an area where you can drop off your own stuff. It's the goal. I mean, it's a lofty goal, and I've been trying to do this for several years now. But the air burner is helping us to keep that waste down. So, and we're always open. Somebody wants to come and great idea on how to do the mulch stuff, we're always open to ideas and stuff. So that's the goal in the next year for that area out there.
And we did have plans for the future for a permanent pit that did have some stops.
Exactly.
They just beat our fear. They beat us to it, so. Where we have it was kind of the only spot we had to put it to begin with, because it was, well, almost 10 years worth of mess in there, at least since I've been on the board, so.
And I think, what did we pay last year? Was it last year we paid like $14,000?
Yeah.
And it didn't even really put a dent in it.
No.
They have a bunch of stuff removed, like they came in and chopped a bunch of it up and didn't really put a bunch of a dent.
And what the air burner does is forces air into that fire, so it keeps it hot enough. The smoke is, once going and good, it's minimal smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And it burns it up. With an hour after you fill it up, it's pretty much out, done.
Mm-hmm. It does smoke when you first turn it on, though, when you're starting to get the fire going.
Is it
a
diesel?
I think, yeah,
yeah,
it's a diesel.
Diesel burn.
Basically, it's just a big air compressor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Right.
The fan motor in there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of neat. It wasn't cheap. Hopefully it'll save us a lot of money in the long run.
And to be honest, that was our only option to manage that dump, because to have it hauled off or to have somebody come in and take care of it within, what, 2 or 3 years, it pays for this air burner. And we can keep it, you know, every third month or something, maybe have to fire it up to get rid of some debris, but other than that, it's pretty manageable once we get it to that state.
Yeah. So, other plans that we've kind of talked about is getting a like bobcat or steer, whatever.
Yeah, skid steer.
And
yeah.
Getting rid of the mini. Maybe that might be an easy trade, or pretty close. Nothing's cheap, so.
And a plus side with Scott is he comes with his water and sewage license, and so he can help with our sampling and all that kind of good stuff.
There's some complaints. All right. Any questions for Scott since we got him here?
Well, your first
here.
2 weeks have been enjoying. Excited.
It's been great.
We threw a lot at him the
yeah.
first day, especially. So, he's got his desk cleaned up, and
that's the nice thing.
Been
it's
getting used to our streets and getting used to his help and putting out fires.
Well, and I was impressed yesterday. He handled that accident really, really well. I mean, he came in, took care of his employees, made sure his employees were all right, made them go to Ahmed to get checked out,
nice.
And they took the rest of the day off. He handled it, he came in, he took charge, and his main care was the equipment can be replaced. He can't replace a light, and that was his main thing, and I liked it. He handled it really, really well.
Wasn't the same guy that got wet today, was it?
No.
So.
One of the same ones, but not the same one.
So, any other questions for Scott since you got him here? A couple of you guys really haven't talked to him much. If he ever figures out his email, you'll be able to email him. We're having some email issues getting his email. And that's something we'll also get out on our website, too, to get his email out there. So, but if anybody does email him right now, he doesn't have access to it. Hopefully tomorrow he will.
Yeah, we'll figure it out tomorrow.
So, but he's not much one to stay in the office, too. So,
yeah.
So always email the information thing at the village board, if you, and then if you get directed where it needs to be directed. All right, we don't have the police department here. We don't have the treasurer here. Anything the board members want to add? You know, why don't you talk about Tesla? The visit there.
Yeah. Did we not get a report on the police calls, tickets, issues?
Probably. I didn't see one.
We got one. We get one at the first meeting of the month for the preceding meeting, month.
So we should have got one last.
asking me to say something about Pavlov Media. A couple of us and Scott went over yesterday and visited with the folks at Pavlov Media, and quite frankly, we came away with a very positive sense of what could be possible for the village of Kelowna. Now, why we did that is because, as some of you may remember, a gentleman from CCG, Campus Communication Group, came and stood before the board a few months ago and presented on the idea of getting fiber to the homes and businesses here in Kelowna. CCG is a part of Pavlov Media. So they wanted us to, they wanted to talk to us about possibilities. We got the tour of their facility, very nice facility. And then they shared with us their ideas. Their goal is seriously to get fiber to every home here in Kelowna at $70 a month. I basically asked what's the catch, because with all other providers, you have to rent something, typically. They're providing it all. On your house, in your house, the router in your house, the ONT on the outside of the house that converts the fiber into data. It's all provided in your $70 a month. $80 a month if you want to get a Wi-Fi adapter, or if your house is larger than what their Wi-Fi router can do. That's a fantastic price. Now, there's a lot of work that has to be done. We believe that they have the permitting to get from Savoy to us. We just, as a board, need to work on the permitting for in Kelowna to get people, to get them boring and digging and taking care of that portion. People may ask, well, what about that last company that came through and they tore up my yard? Well, this company actually has a crew specifically devoted to repairing your yard when they come to your house. So I don't think that that's much of an issue, will be much of an issue. They said that we in Kelowna, even just on the rumor that we might get fiber, they have had 60 people already pre-register to get fiber internet at their house. Fiber internet would be a game changer for people working from home here in Kelowna. We have University of Illinois folks, we have Parkland folks, we have Carl folks, we have other state agency folks, we have teachers in this community, we have, you name it, they live here in Kelowna. And whether COVID is a thing forever, whether it's something different, or businesses realize they can lower their overhead by shrinking their space and having people at home, it's a benefit to our community. It raises your property values. They claim about $5,000. Now, I'm not a realtor. I'm not an appraiser. That's just something they claim. We'll see when we get fiber and people try to sell their houses.
I'll be 61.
It's neat, and their operations center is local. I mean, it's in Champaign.
Everything is here.
Event center, where that's their building now, and it is an amazing operations center. And they're easy to call. I mean, we know the people who are doing it. So it's not like other providers that we have in the area where you might call them and it might be weeks later that they get back to you, or the last time our cable was out, well, there's not enough people out, you have to send out a crew. So we had to wait like 3 days before they come. We had to cut line.
Their crews are local. They are one of, or the largest off-campus broadband provider for college able to branch out from just the multi-dwelling units on campus, on campuses across the country, to getting fiber to the homes in small towns and communities. What they're wanting from the Village of Tolono is an agreement that gets them here, keeps them here until they're done here. They, right now, they're dealing with other communities where they're there, but if someone else comes with an agreement and they're able to get the financing worked out, they're going to have to pull those crews to go to that town. So what they want is to be able to get into Tolono, drill, bore, connect, light up the fiber in Tolono before they move on to the next one. So between the Village of Tolono, Pavlov Media, potentially private investors, and the local banks, they're going to figure out how to get this done. We know that our community wants it. So it's up to us to figure out how we as a village can help speed this along so that we can hopefully get this done this year as opposed to next year or the year after that or the year after that. So that's one thing that we're going to be looking at in the near future. Anything else?
My husband used to install fiber.
Yeah.
That was his job.
They're looking for banking partners, so like
a lot of digging.
Yeah.
Is this for internet or
yeah,
TV?
Yeah,
just internet?
TV plan. They are working out a TV plan now. They have fiber internet. They have phone service, and they're working out a TV plan as well.
One of the neat things about Pavlo too, which I found kind of interesting, yeah, they've been around for a long, long, long time because they've done all this. They do student stuff. They started out doing student buildings and stuff, and they got on the forefront, like say just Facebook. So they have Facebook servers. They've had a connection with Facebook forever, which doesn't mean a lot to a lot of us, but when you're wanting to access something quickly, it's there. I mean, it's not going to New York or somewhere else. It's going to Champaign to access their server. Netflix, they have Netflix, two Netflix servers there. They have
Google,
and those are in Champaign to where they're going to them, and you're getting that information 10 times quicker. You ever got a buffering problem when you're watching Netflix or trying to stream? You're not going to have that when you're, well, you might have it if everybody wants to watch the same movie, but it's going to be a lot quicker, a lot more responsive. Just kind of neat. That, I mean, they've thought of so many things, and they've got partnerships with so many different companies. It was very interesting. More interesting for the IT folk, but it was kind of cool with all the boards and all the fiber lines and the pretty TVs with all the flashy lights and stuff that they had. All right. Planning and zoning. You're up.
Rob said I couldn't take a long time, so I'll keep it short.
The ball game is at 7:30.
First, I want to thank everybody that came to the special meeting we had about downtown improvements. It was a great meeting. We heard from a lot of the business owners. They want to stay in Tolono. They want to help build Tolono. So when the Planning and Zoning Board met last week, we talked about the consulting companies to move forward with an improvement plan or strategic plan. We had two companies that we've heard from, Regional Planning Commission and MSA. Regional Planning Commission, a lot of the members on the zoning board felt that, from what we were told from the lady we met with, that we were just going to be put in a bucket with the rest of the small towns that they've done plans for. And when we met with MSA, which Mike's here tonight, he shared a lot of insights. They actually included 45 in their quote. Regional Planning Commission didn't. And they have also worked with other towns our size, gotten their plans, and they've implemented these plans. So if it's okay with the board, I'd like for to introduce Mike Buskey. You guys, a lot of you know him from when we did the zoning ordinances. He can kind of fill you in on price. The zoning board also, we voted on who we wanted to have to recommend to you guys, and MSA, everyone said yes to. So if you guys have any questions for Mike?
I'll pass around just a couple things so that you can see it, and I'll be able to speak less, and you guys can see it. Wade wanted me just to kind of highlight a couple different, plans that we worked on. So when I met with the planning and zoning committee before, you know, they definitely had a vision for wanting to try to help downtown, plus the 45 corridor. Wade had looked through some of the plans we had done, and he'd asked me to speak just really briefly on Wilton, Iowa, and then La Crescent, Minnesota. Oops, I'm sorry. Let me have my note ones back.
I can give your presentation.
Yeah.
Skip to me.
So I'll let you guys get those passed out. So these were, one was in Wilton, Iowa, one was in La Crescent, Minnesota. But yet I can also say we work locally for a lot of municipalities. We've done downtown plans for Leroy, Arcola, Arthur, Tuscola, Downs, Monticello, Casey. So some similar sized communities with similar goals to Tolono. Probably the difference that Wade and the Planning and Zoning Committee and everyone recognizes, obviously Tolono's not right on the interstate. Some of these communities are, so there's a little different goal here. It's trying to, you know, put together a vision, a plan for downtown and 45. I think those were the areas that the commission was looking at, that how could those have a different vision, a kind of a sense of space, identification, something that could, you know, draw in more tourism, commercial, have a plan on paper on, you know, just what could those two areas, and probably a little bit more downtown, you could, you know, speak to that, but both of those areas. But downtown, these two plans, you know, if you're looking at the blue one, Wilton, Iowa, I'll just briefly go over some of the similarities. Small rural town in Iowa. It also is a few miles away from Interstate 80, but not really right on the interchange. So they had a similar, you know, issue. They needed to get people off the interstate. They wanted to revitalize downtown. It was kind of declining in their downtown. But they had some historic elements of town that they needed to incorporate into the plan. They had an old depot, an old railroad, an old Route 6. So a lot of things that they had that they wanted to incorporate into a plan. But we put together a plan for their downtown revitalization plan, you know, it looked at redevelopment of downtown, the streets, the streetscapes, parking, commercial, tourism, and then just that identification of space. And let me, another key component, some of Wilton, you know, they were having a lot of their downtown businesses that were becoming more residential than commercial when they, like, originally. So that seemed to be a similar trend, or they just weren't the commercial that they were looking for. So then let me just quickly go to La Crescent, Minnesota. Now again, these are just a few snippets out of these plans. I just printed a few documents so you could see a few graphics. There's obviously more to the plan. La Crescent, Minnesota was similar, small rural community across the Mississippi River from La Crosse, Wisconsin. So they kind of had a bigger, they're in the shadow of a bigger community. Not too much different than, say, Savoy, Champaign-Urbana, and Tolono. They also were away from the interstate. So these were kind of why Wade, I think, was looking at these two, even though they're not right here locally, but they weren't on an interstate, which helps towns tremendously. But there were ways we could work with them. They also were seeing a decline of downtown, not matching facades. Businesses were not matching their theme, what they wanted in their downtown. They weren't getting tourism. They had a, you know, here's a common thing. They had a new park and plaza that they wanted to incorporate. So it was a great timing to do a plan for downtown that incorporated some of these elements that they already had. They had a new plaza they wanted to incorporate. They had some great things. They just needed a plan to put it together. And in that, they did, you know, they chose to go with aesthetic streetscape with pavers and landscape, and you can kind of see a little graphic on the front page, that lighting, trees, facades, again, just reimagine, revision downtown, all for the, you know, trying to get pride in downtown, get businesses coming back there, and then really giving your own residents a place to gather. They really wanted that park.
for people to have a gathering spot, event space, music, you know, festivals, that's stuff that towns really wanna to have in there. So those are two quick examples, I know I'm kind of brushing through those, of similar sized communities, downtown plans, that I thought and Wade thought were similar to Tolono, where they, you know, they had some elements that were similar, both wanting to really hone in on that business aspect, so we're looking at businesses there. I know those are private, obviously, but once you get the plan, it's a lot easier to have business and property owners on board. I think where the planning and zoning committee was looking for was just getting that vision on paper or a graphic, and you know, so in doing that, there'd be board and planning and zoning goal sessions. We could have public engagement, whether that's surveys or virtual goals and opinions. Definitely some concept plans for downtown, whether that's the buildings themselves, the streets, the streetscapes, any infrastructure down there, how to incorporate some of those elements you have. This building is great. How to incorporate that into the rest of downtown, the fire station, new park, you know, plaza areas, just kind of a vision for the community to follow and see where you want to go. Because a lot of people talk about it, but then when you actually have a plan, it really kind of sells itself. So, like I said, we've done some other downtown plans. These are just two that I printed off, but definitely a place like Arthur, Monticello, they have that identity. You know, where people want to be there. Obviously, Arthur had a different identity anyways, but still, you get the idea. Once they had a plan and they started improving things, we didn't do the whole plan there, but we have done plans there. They already had something going with tourism. But you can see where some of those communities are going. They're definitely trying to get that historic or something special vibe in town to build off of. The proposal that we had was looking probably mostly at downtown, but it still was looking at 45. You know, I'll be honest, 45 is a challenging, you know, corridor. You know, but that's an area that planning and zoning wanted to look at too. You know, how could that be, you know, vision? How could that be some aesthetic elements, beautification, maybe a little plan for some other commercial that fits in there? I mean, I get it. We all know there's Route 45 and people are busy heading north to Champaign, but how can you get that sense right there, get people to stop, add to what's already there, but then definitely hitting on that downtown area, I think, is where the commission was looking at. Any thoughts or questions there?
Is this the final outcome of what you did in the Crescent?
So
is
those
this actual pictures of what turned out to be?
Some of those are the real ones. Some of those were what we call character images.
Uh-huh.
So in the plan, you know, we have a, you know, you look down and you see a 2D plan from over above, but then we put in some character images so people know, oh, that's what this paver could look like, or that's what that gate or front feature could look like. I think the apple actually is there because it had something to do with their logo and their town. There's an apple connection, but all the other ones are more example pictures. But it really, you know, those are easy to do and come across so people can say, oh, I see what you're talking about. You're talking about a decorative bench or a pavered street. And I get it. That's pretty cool. I've seen that in some other town. So they're more examples for people to see.
Do you have, like, before and after pictures of where you guys did a plan completely?
Yes. You know, it was in that plan. I didn't print off that. I was just trying to print off a few pages. But I can definitely send you that. It's, that one is dramatic. It's basically kind of an older town that's declining, you know, downtown, and then you see some of the, you know, the improvements like the front page. You know, that front page is a rendering, but I could show you the completed project. Yeah, I'd be happy to send you those.
And their website has the full strategic plan on it.
Wilton's?
Bowler.
Yeah. There's also a website I'd be happy to share with you where we put all of our planning documents. I can send you the link, but it's essentially isuu. Okay, I was looking at Steve over there.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you. But
you'll
basically,
send it to him.
We put all of our planning documents there. I'll email it to Wade. You can email it to everyone else. And you'd be able to look through a lot of these documents page by page and see what they look like. Now, just keep in mind what when Wade and I were looking, we were trying to keep budget conscious. So some of these plans that are going to wow you on there, they're probably a lot more effort and time in there for sure, but there's definitely ones that are comparable in cost. Some of these plans that you'll see on there are comprehensive. plans of looking at the whole down, or whole town plus downtown. So just look at some of those to get ideas of what the graphics and the downtowns could look like, but I'd be, you know, happy to share that document where you could get on and you could flip through probably all of our planning documents for different communities. I probably know there should have brought that one at the time. But any questions about maybe where, and maybe Wade explained it last time, but just where the planning and zoning was thinking, or where that vision, or where their ask from us was. They kind of started that thought process, and we've worked before the holidays a couple different times on some Q&A and some what could we do, where could we get to. But we definitely, we're in Champaign, we're in the Midwest with other offices, but we definitely work our bread and butter with municipalities doing engineering, architecture, and planning.
So, in your strategic plan process,
mm-hmm.
what does that look like for the people and the businesses of Tolono?
So there's, we'd definitely be meeting with you, the board,
mm-hmm.
the public, the Planning and Zoning Commission, and then other staff at Tolono. But we definitely try to hit with those public engagements, whether they be broad-based surveys. If you wanted to try to set up a downtown steering committee, there's pros and cons, you know, or an all-community steering committee. You don't have to do a steering committee. There's a lot of different ways to try to hone in on some of that. I realize that's a challenge because there's going to be a lot of different opinions. You know, the plan is obviously trying to revitalize downtown or uptown, however you want to speak of that. You want those business owners and businesses. I think they want to see something improve.
Mm-hmm.
Some are going to probably be against it, and that's just how it works in a lot of communities. But we try to get them involved with opinions. I mean, you know, as soon as you give them a little ownership of it and some opinions, some people will kind of change votes a little bit and get on your side. So however that you see if a steering committee, an opinion, you know, a group, focus group, or just a lot of surveys that are pinpointed towards some of the business questions, we're trying to, you know, in inviting people, we're trying to say, hey, this is good for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to create something good here. It's going to help your business if we can work on the public right away. But there's a little bit of give here too. I mean, we might want to, and I say we in the group, we might want to help the facade of these buildings. We might want to help steer what these buildings or businesses could become if they're being redeveloped. So yeah, there's a little give and take because obviously you want to do some stuff to the businesses, but we don't all own those. Those are private. So we try to invite them and show them how that's going to help everyone.
You have your first three committee members right there.
There you go. Q&A, or just make sure that we're all seeing it the same way you guys might want to see it. What Wade and the commission we started was, I think we called it more of a strategic plan. I think it's evolved more to maybe a specific downtown plan, downtown rehab plan, but it's still valid. Just know that some of those thoughts in there, sometimes when we talk to a strategic plan, it's more of a goal session, or how do you get from A to Z? Here, I think you're looking for more graphics, images. You know, here's the plan of the new downtown, but a revitalized downtown. So everyone can get on board with that plan. A little bit more public engagement surveys. We're trying to get everyone's opinions, you know, everyone's goals. There's a lot of that prep work. Try to gather a lot from, say, steering committees, the Downtown Business Coalition, whatever you want to put together. And then obviously the boards, commissions. Get everyone's input and then try to come up with a common theme that could work for a visual for a master plan. And then there are some strategic plans in there too. How do you get from A to Z? How do you fund this? How do you get that grant? You know, some of that, you know, lays out in the planning document too. And then in there we're talking about different sections in the document. You know, how does parking, you know, get effective? How does the streetscape? can you get some more infrastructure with various grants and funding that are out there? So there's some recommendations and action items to get there.
Do you guys help with grants?
We do.
Any other questions?
I think the biggest thing from just my opinion is, in order for us to make our downtown look good, we have to make our entrance into our town look good.
Right.
As well.
Right.
So you said the down, US, the Route 45 corridor, is that on both sides or just coming from?
I mean, it's basically the stretch through the community. I think, I mean, we can look at the whole stretch, that, you know, we're probably looking at that core area, but I would agree, it's the entrances really as you're coming through, but I would say it's going right on through. Like I said, that's a challenging area, I'm not gonna lie there. I mean, that's with the railroad, the existing buildings, the existing property owners. There's an area you probably own less, so there's less that you can control, but there's ways to try to improve that, get some aesthetics going.
Does anyone in the audience have any questions or comments?
I think you got last question.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think, what we're looking at downtown, I think certainly it would be great to.
Complimentary.
Yeah, to.
I think so.
And I was here for the zoning meeting. Personally, as a citizen, I like, I think I recall that your bid was cut and dry. It wasn't an estimate.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
So what he's referring to is Regional Planning Commission gave us an estimate, which is being passed around now, and it did not include anything on Route 45, and she did not address that. Theirs was a set fee for the work that they do. And another thing too that I really appreciated from MSA is the communication between myself and Mike has been spot on. We had problems communicating, getting emails back and forth from a couple other different places we looked at. So keep that into consideration as well. I think that goes a long way, especially right now. Communication's vital.
And your board voted on MSA?
Yes, we did.
Okay. We can put it as we have a couple weeks to talk about it. We'll have an agenda item for the next meeting.
And I'll get the link from Mike and forward that on to everyone so everybody has it to be able to look at.
And I think, yeah, make sure you put Mike's, put his email on there.
Sure.
If board members have questions that pop up between now and then,
and I spoke to the superintendent at Wilton, Iowa. Feel free to give them a call as well. Call the office. Mm-hmm. Tell them you're a board member here, and we're looking at using MSA, and just ask them general questions about how it went and what they've done in their town.
Sure.
It's very similar to Tolono, size-wise, population-wise.
Do you
railroads.
Planning and zoning committee have a plan to have a meeting with the public to show your plans and.
We would. I think in that scope, there's several different public type meetings. There's probably some on the early side to get feedback, and then definitely as you have the plan to get the feedback on what the plan comes out looking like. Yeah, definitely.
And then they can facilitate a survey too, a citywide, townwide survey of what people want.
And like I'll hit on it again, you guys kind of hit on the different areas. I mean, we're in Champaign, we're local, I live in a small town, so I understand it. We're trying to, most of our clients are smaller rural communities in the area, and we all want the same thing. We want to try to get that community pride, that sense of identity, and make something better in our town, so we really like doing that.
And then talk on Mike too, we can definitely incorporate Mark's plan that he has as well into that, as far as that parking lot. If everybody seems, if we go forward with that, we can definitely incorporate that for sure in the plan, so that it's not missed or overlooked in the plan itself.
I think it's important to have their vision and their
absolutely
design as well.
It's great timing, and those are what towns are trying to do. Is incorporate enough things so you have some cornerstones. I mean, I like like this building, fire station, I mean, there's some great buildings and areas in town. You try to build off that, you add a new gathering space, park space, I don't know exactly what it looks like.
We don't either.
Yeah, there you go. What towns are trying to, you know, put together, you know, get a great place like that, do some improvements in downtown. And again, it takes a while to get there, but at least if there's a plan, people can move towards that.
And I know as a small business owner myself, if I was looking to expand out to another town and they did not have something like this in place, I probably wouldn't even look at them, you know, as far as moving my business there.
Well, let me know any questions or let Wade know, and just a few miles away up the road, so.
Well, thank you very much. I'd be happy to answer anything else.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alright, does anybody have anything they wanna pull out of the consent agenda? Questions about the consent agenda? Well, if not, we can move forward with it.
Motion approved, consent agenda.
Second.
Roll call.
Do the roll call.
Vicky Buffo.
Yes.
Jared Robbins.
Yes.
Ryan Perry.
Yes.
Jared Ping.
Yes.
Aaron Stuber.
Yes.
Alright, any questions on reducing speed limit ordinance? I didn't get any feedback on it this last couple of weeks.
Has anybody put their specific streets together to, I know that was the one thing that, why we didn't vote on it last time, is 'cause not everybody wanted everything changed.
Yeah, I have my list, but I forgot, I don't have it.
Another meeting. This one, the next one's not ready, this, we're still waiting on a.
Is that the correct address? 800?
No.
Is that, which one is that?
That's, I think this is the high school one, isn't it?
Houston.
The
Mark.
Yeah.
That's what we're guessing, we still don't know for sure.
Yeah, 'cause the ordinance wasn't in the board packet, as well as if it's, if we're waiting on the Houston one, we're still waiting on the, Tyson Church, so. Alright, then the Donahue Task Order number 8 for the GIS mapping, this finishes up our mapping, plots it on the map, and then we will start a diamond map thing. They've already done the, they've already done all the plot points, thank you guys. And now this is getting it all put together and packaged to us. I guess one thing, I have a question, Scott, would you use this?
Yeah.
Yeah, is this something, 'cause, this was under a past administration and we, and they did all the GPS, they spent all summer GPSing all of the meters and stuff like that, now.
I think he thinks full force administration.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
You're the administration.
I know, public works administration.
Yeah, no, I mean, it would come in handy for a lot of things.
Okay.
That's a perfect example of how we would use it, is him coming in fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and another thing too, there was other options on it, 'cause Rena did some research on it too, and there's a way to track work orders on it, which I thought was kinda cool, and then it would do past history of work orders, so we would fix this meter the last, you know, every year for the last 5 years, and maybe we need to, you know, do something else.
Right, look at some, yeah.
I'd like that aspect of it too.
What's that?
So do we have an updated quote?
We do not, we just have the one that is.
That's the original.
Yeah, and that's what it is, I checked on it and it stands.
And we never.
It stayed from Tim Cohen.
We just haven't approved it?
We never approved that part of it, that was the one thing we were holding off on.
I don't remember why we didn't.
I don't remember either, and I couldn't figure out why.
I'm assuming we asked him a question.
And then it got put off to the side.
Yeah, or he got a new job.
Well, that too. Now here's the original stuff on it. What's the price?
$9,500.
And then the monthly service for that map would be $36 a month. Do what?
It's such a low cost.
I was looking for more zeros.
Yeah.
$36 a month after that, yeah.
Don't let him hear
hear that.
Motion approved, county task order number 8 for $9,500.
And then the reoccurring cost of $36 a month.
Second.
Alright, roll call. Vicky Buffo.
Yes.
Jerry Robbins.
Yes.
Ryan Perry.
Yes.
Darren Stuper.
Yes.
Jerry Payne.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Really haven't made the nuisance file yet. The next meeting will be February 2nd.
What is new business be? It's not in our board packet.
No, that's what we were just talking about. We think it's the high school.
No, new business be.
Packet, agenda policy?
I don't know.
I have this is coming straight from Randy. She's been having a lot of issues with TMZ board getting her stuff in a timely manner. And it's also cost us money because her and Rena had to come in on a holiday to post stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're not getting stuff to them. So creative policy, just like we have Thursday cut off for our Tuesday meeting, same thing with them.
Yep.
She wants, they have their Wednesday meetings, so information.
Same
the
deadline.
Agenda, no later than Friday morning, preferably Thursday night like us.
Let's just do Thursday night like us.
Yeah, let's just make it the Thursday before your meeting.
Do we need to do a policy or do we need to do just like a memo of this is the way it's going to be?
We want to make it a policy.
She was going to write the policy, but with everything getting so hot the other day, she didn't get that done.
No pun intended.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of heat jokes.
And then the other part is anything we need for the agenda for our board needs to
by that Thursday, right?
Yes.
That is really good for her because
she's got stuff from getting at it Friday night at 5 o'clock. They're calling
me in or something.
Yeah.
And even if like say we don't have paperwork done on it, but we'll have the paperwork by then. At least get it to her on Thursday so we get the economy agenda. So and then we can get
work
packed and updated.
So she was thinking of the policy written the way she wants it with everything else going on, but that's
coming. Yeah, it's just
inspiring.
Yeah. Alright, anything else?
Just whatever you want to make.
Anybody have anything to add? Okay, no, I just need a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second? Maybe second.
Oh, second, excuse me. Second.
Yeah. All in favor? Anybody opposed?
We still roll call it.
Oh, yeah, because Vicky's up there. I'm sorry. Vicky Buffo.
Yes.
Jared Robbins.
Yes.
Ryan Perry.
Yes.
Jared Payne.
Yes.
Darren Stuper.
Yes.